Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The song was released on this day in 1974, and it still slaps.
Yes, it does.
That's almost 50 years. That's over 50 years. Over 50 years ago?
Yeah. 75 years ago.
75 years ago?
Is it 30, 20, 55 years ago? Sorry.
No, 1974. We're in 2025.
51 years ago. 51 years ago, gentlemen. 51.
Hawk, I can hang with you. You messed up my math.
Tighten up your draws, Crowder. Everything's falling to that. Everything's falling out, including your math.
Late in the show, my draws are tripping me up.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. So, Sunday, watch the big game at the tap room there in Oakland Park. They have an exclusive beer release for the big game. They've got 2 exclusive specialty cocktails for the game as well. And if you want to buy to-go beers or kegs for your big game party at home, you get 20% off starting Friday at the tap room in Oakland Park. Also, Valentine's Day, Valentine's Night, the 14th, the Funky Buddha Brewery has a Valentine's Day beer pairing dinner, a 5-course dinner curated by executive chef Jeff Vincent, and it's all paired with a variety of specialty beers, including Maple Bacon Coffee Porter. There'll be live piano. You can get tickets at funkybuddha.com. Told you yesterday, Lori and I will be dining with Ryan and his wife Gianni that night, Valentine's night at Funky Buddha. And then the following day is the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival. That's the 15th. That is all day. It's no cover. And it is one hell of a good time. So there's a lot of stuff coming up at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Josh Appel is with us briefly from Super Bowl Radio Row. I'm going to ask you real quick here. You said earlier you're picking Philadelphia. I bet Kansas City while we were doing the show. Why? I know you said they're loaded with talent. Why are you betting against Patrick Mahomes on the biggest stage when he's proven to you time and time again that he does not lose?
Great question. I'm questioning that myself because every time that I think I picked against the Chiefs each of the last two or three weeks, definitely picked against them against Buffalo. Obviously didn't pick against them against the Texans, but I have this thing where I, for whatever reason, I think this is the week that streak comes to an end. I think Saquon, the year he's having and the way he's able to run the ball, Chiefs have really struggled defensively against the run. That's going to be a huge factor. Jalen Hurts played really well in the NFC Championship game, and he seems to be playing with a bit more confidence. And Fangs' defense has been really, really good, and they have some studs on that side of the ball. But, I mean, look, I think there's a reason this game is going to close at a one-point spread because it is essentially a coin flip. But I really think the Eagles have something. I think Saquon, if not for Lamar, obviously, or Josh Allen, like Saquon is pretty easily the MVP of the league this year. What he's done for that team, it truly has added an entirely different dimension, and they are not what they are without him. And I think this is the week that Mahomes and the Chiefs finally falter in one of these big games. It's so hard to win three in a row. It's so hard to win three in a row.
Let me just, and Josh, I understand what you're saying. And Saquon running the ball. We talked about it a little earlier where, like, yeah, they slow the game down. Saquon goes crazy. You know, they run the ball, tush, push, all of that stuff. And even to that point where the Kansas City Chiefs can't stop the run and to all that. But then looking at the coaching staff, what I saw in the end of the Bills game is that Spagnuolo and Andy Reid are the best duo of OC and DC in the league right now. Fangs is good. Fangs is like Philly's defense is great. And who is it? Kellen Moore calling the offense. Andy Reid is better than Kellen Moore. Spagnuolo is better than Fangs. So they have the superior OC, superior DC, superior quarterback. It's going to be a close game late, and those guys are going to take it over. That's why the end of that Buffalo game, that cornerback blitz and that last drive out of Kansas City solidified it for me that Philly's a great team, but they're just like Josh Allen, just like Lamar Jackson, they are going against a juggernaut right now with Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Spagnuolo calling the plays and running those damn plays.
I can't dispute any of that. I mean, that's that all of those things are true, right? I mean, Andy Reid, I think today or yesterday, said he's coming back for another year next year. I didn't even realize that was even a question mark coming into this week. Spags is so meticulous in how he game plans for all these different situations. And I was reading that he had shown that look to the Bills previous times on multiple occasions in that game, but hadn't sent the blitz he did until that moment. So he builds up and he builds up and he builds up and he finally sends the house there, and Josh Allen makes an incredible play that Dalton Kincaid can't make the catch on. But Spags, as you said, is viewed as the best defensive coordinator in football for a reason. I think they are – I mean, I don't think there's any question that Andy Reid's a better play caller than Kellen Moore, but I think we're splitting hairs with Fangs and Spags. I think – the chess match between those two is going to be really, really fun to watch.
It should be a fun Super Bowl. I do think it's going to be a close game, but that's why I bet KC -1, because like Crowder said, just you get down to the end, you saw it. Like they just, Andy Reid and Spagnuolo and Mahomes, like I don't want to be on the other side of that.
I'm fully aware that I'm probably going to end up really regretting taking the Eagles 3.5 hours after kickoff. Like, I'm fully anticipating that because that's how I felt last week as well. Because every time I start to think, all right, this is the moment or this is the game that this team is going to get slowed down, Mahomes does it, Kelsey does it, Reid and Spagnuolo do it, and we're sitting here having the same conversation again where I look really dumb or those who pick against them look really dumb. Like, it's like betting against Brady during their run. That's what we're doing here when you pick against Mahomes and Andy Reid.
And to the point, too, the other thing that I thought about with taking the Chiefs is that they went through the AFC, which is much tougher.
Yeah.
I really do think Baltimore and Buffalo are way better than the Lions, the Commanders, the whoever the hell's, you know, like the AFC was, we talked about it when we went into the playoffs. Yeah. Whoever wins the AFC is going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then I'm going against that because my hope was that I was going to see the Bills in the Super Bowl, and that was going to be the win. But yeah, so I know I said that at Gulfstream last week or whatever, 2 weeks ago, that that would be for the Super Bowl. But hey, I'm still picking the Eagles. I got a feeling. I got a feeling.
Josh Appel, he's going to be with us this week from Radio Row. We'll cut you loose here so you can go enjoy some New Orleans action. We appreciate the couple hours today. We will talk with you tomorrow from Radio Row there.
I'm going to go swim in the river.
Yeah, go swim in the dirty river. Just take a left at Canal.
Don't get in that river. I don't know what it's called. Nobody tells me, but I sent y'all a picture. It's a dirty little river.
It's the Mississippi. I sent it to Leroy Horde. It's the Mississippi River that you're talking about.
No, it's a little access river off the Mississippi.
I'm not doing this.
I sent you
the Mississippi. Leroy sent it to me. He said, "Do you know I'm from New Orleans?" I said, "Yes." I sent him the picture you sent. He goes, "That's the Mississippi."
That's a little cut. It's you could. I can't look across the Mississippi. I could throw a rock across this creek.
Well, if you're shocked that a creek is dirty, I mean, you're the one who called it a river.
All the strip clubs are on Crowder Avenue in New Orleans. Look up Crowder Avenue and you'll find all the hot spots.
Find me at Drago's.
All right. He's so far. We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow from New Orleans Radio Row. Let's do headlines with Alejandro Solana here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Just running through your local schedule tonight, the Miami Heat will play 8 p.m. They're in Chicago. Tip-off from the United Center again, 8 p.m. You can listen to all the action on WQAM.
Solana gets you started 6:45 with Preheat and Tommy Ty.
Yes, sir. The Panthers, they will have a puck drop tonight in the nation's capital, 7 p.m. The game is on ESPN+. Your only local broadcast will be on AM 790 with Doug Plagans.
All right, very good.
In the NBA, rather, obviously Luka Doncic is still the main story, but there was a Dallas Mavericks trade once again today. Caleb Martin has been traded from Philadelphia to the Dallas Mavericks in return for Quentin Grimes and Philly's 2025 second-round pick that they get in return.
Caleb, he's the one who could have gotten more money, right, if he stuck with the Heat?
Correct. Wanted to play this audio for you guys. Luka Doncic today, he was introduced by the Los Angeles Lakers with Rob Pelinka wearing a very interesting outfit and jacket. But Luka, you're going to hear the question at the very beginning and his answer at the very end, a brief answer. He was asked if he had ever indicated to the Mavericks if he wouldn't sign a Supermax extension with them.
There was concern that, you know, beyond this summer, or that there's a chance you might not agree to the Supermax extension. Did you or anyone on your inner circle indicate that that might be the case?
Absolutely not.
I'm telling you, I don't think Luka saw this coming. I don't think many within the Mavericks saw this coming. And maybe Nico Harrison got played. I don't know. But obviously, this was a shock to every party involved, including Anthony Davis.
I just watched AD on SportsCenter, one of these breaks, and he said, "I was sitting down about to start a movie with my wife, and I got a phone call from my agent." He Wild. Didn't know what was going on.
Wild.
Oh, leather jacket Ron got him something going.
Tell you what, man, handle your business like Pelinka.
It is Ron or Rob?
Ron, you got it.
Okay. I know I always get them right.
Yeah. You nailed it.
Kalel Ware, by the way, did win Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month for the month of January. All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy, around 80 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Hawk and Crowder.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And they've got so much going on in the next couple of weeks, man. You watch the big game at Funky Buddha Sunday and celebrate Valentine's night there on the 14th. Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival on the 15th. I mean, we got action, Jack, at Funky Buddha. A couple other things, by the way. Solana, me, Gino Toretta, we will be out on Saturday at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest, way down south. We will be out there from noon till 3. You can watch Gino Toretta grill and Solana grill, and we've got some free food and just kind of a pre-big game tailgate the day before. So Saturday, make plans to join us at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest from noon till 3 with the Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta. Speaking of Saturday, our own Zach Krantz is going to be out Saturday. Marlins Fan Fest at Lone Depot Park. That's from 4 till 8 p.m. on Saturday. You can come on out, meet your favorite players, enjoy a behind-the-scenes ballpark tour, end the night with a fireworks show. That's Saturday, Marlins Fan Fest. Best of all, that's free. And you can get more info at marlins.com. Tonight on this radio station, Heat Basketball starting at 6:45 with Solana and Pre-Heat. Panthers Hockey tonight on 790 AM with Doug Plagans. You know I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show, and I've mentioned again and again, I'm a believer. I go there every Tuesday. Today, got a testosterone shot. I can attest to the difference. I've got energy again. You really notice it. You've heard a lot about how treating low testosterone can improve your sleep and your workouts, your energy levels more, but also your sex drive. Low testosterone can have a significant impact on your desire for intimacy, can even be a factor in erectile dysfunction. Atlantic Men's Clinic can be the answer. Remember, in your early to mid-30s, guys, you start losing 2 to 3% of your testosterone production every year. Happens gradually. Before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or 30s. So start treating that low T. Within just a few weeks, you can start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep improve and your workouts have better results and your sex drive come back. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Schedule a consultation to learn more. They've been serving South Florida since 2020. They've successfully treated thousands of men, and there are 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. So call Atlantic Men's Clinic today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. It's going to do it for us on this Tuesday. Tomorrow, Zach Gelb will join us from Radio Row in New Orleans. Josh Appel will continue to join us from Radio Row in New Orleans. Crowder will be in New Orleans tomorrow. The only guys not New Orleans are me, Solana, and Jimmy. We're the only mopes stuck back here. But tomorrow, day three of our Super Bowl coverage, everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Heat, go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.